Secretary of State Colin Powell says he cannot begin to imagine the horror that people must have felt when last week's tsunami crashed into Indonesia. Secretary Powell made his comments after an aerial tour of Sumatra Island, where the earthquake and tidal waves killed tens of thousands and left a million people homeless. News analyst Daniel Shore observes that on this trip, the secretary appears to be in his element.
It may well be that Colin Powell has found his true calling in the rescue of the tsunami-stricken countries of South Asia. On his tour of the devastated area with Governor Jeb Bush, the outgoing Secretary of State has taken some pains to emphasize that while American aid may pay off in better relations with Islamic and other countries, that is not its purpose. "We're doing this," he says, "because these are human beings in desperate need, and the United States has always been a generous, compassionate country." This is not a new theme for Powell. In his 1995 memoir, My American Journey, he wrote, "I am a fiscal conservative with a social conscience." By coincidence, Foreign Policy magazine appeared last week featuring an article by Powell, which was captioned, "No Country Left Behind." He argued that development is not a soft policy goal, but a core national security issue. When the tsunami struck 10 days ago, Powell could have begged off any involvement with the catastrophe as a lame duck awaiting the confirmation of Condoleezza Rice, but that is not his way. Within 8 days, Powell was off with Governor Bush to survey the extent of the damage and to inspire the aid workers and the survivors. He said after flying over Aceh province in Sumatra, "I have been in war, but I have never seen anything like this." Tomorrow, the secretary will be in Jakarta, Indonesia, for a donors' conference apportioning the national contributions. No one has questioned whether a lame duck secretary of state can speak with authority. Some diplomats believe that President Bush will re-emphasize his backing for Powell. Some insiders think the president will ask him to accept a new role as special coordinator for tsunami relief and reconstruction. When Secretary Powell announced his resignation on November 15th, he said that it was time to return to a private life, the nature of his new job not yet decided. But that was before the tsunami struck. The soldier diplomat who wrote in Foreign Policy magazine of the all-important moral dimension of aid to poor countries will find it hard to walk away from the challenge of the tsunami. This is Daniel Shore.